This podcast contains adult themes, language, and situations. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Can I be your black hole of California?
Can you be your... Do you have a black hole? You should bleach it if you have a black hole.
Well, I just... The toilet paper is expensive right now, all right? It's either toilet paper or milk.
Or milk?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? That's a little bit why I'm down, because it is so expensive. I just spent $170 on groceries.
Okay.
For the week.
And that was just butter and Mr. Noodles.
Yes, exactly. Like,
and toilet paper.
I'm trying to budget, and it is still so expensive.
I can't believe Kraft Dinner's like $3 a box now.
It's horrible. So groceries are just as expensive down there as they are up here.
Wait, who's that?
Who's that? That's a strange voice coming in there. What's that voice coming in?
Who's that? Where's that?
Let's start the show before we start talking with our strange voices. That was the voice of God. Well, hello and welcome to Off Leash, a definitely not safe for work podcast about human puppy play and most consensual sexual kinks. I am Barely, and with me as usual are my two extra special pup co-hosts.
I am Canes.
I'm Dawson.
And also joining us this episode is Spider Pup. Welcome, Spider Pup.
Thank you.
So, Spider Pup, As you've already picked up, we kind of banter at the beginning of our show and can kind of go into the opening and stuff. So I understand that you are a proud owner of a new puphood, and he's showing it to everybody.
I am.
Which we can't see. You'll have to send me a picture. Yeah. We can put it on the feed.
Yeah. It's got the ear holes and the red nosy with the blue nose tippies, and it's got... And it's got the white mustaches with the blue tips and the blue tips with the textured touchies, and it's got the red unders, and it's very pretty.
Puppy, your descriptive words are spot on today. I'm just letting you know. When you said nose and you meant cheek.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Or the jowl.
The nose is black.
Yes. Black. Yes.
Yeah. This is the toy that my handler bought me when he sent us.
Ooh, Spider-Man.
Stuff. I know.
Ooh.
Yeah, bought me.
Yeah. Ooh, it's nice.
Oh, it has to have both of them.
Both of them just... I just lost both of them. Thanks. Thanks. All right. So, Spider Pup. So, you have a podcast?
Yeah, we do. We're so happy. We started season two. So we survived each other.
Is it weekly, monthly?
We used to do it weekly, and we decided we took a 3-week break at Christmas, and everyone kind of came back and said, you know what? Let's tone it back. We'll do three times a week, and the first week of.
Three
month.
Times a week?
Or three times a month.
Good. Okay, good. It's like, holy crap, three times a week. I don't know how you have time for anything else.
Yeah, right.
I was going to say, I'm like, now I'm impressed that you lasted a year.
Right. Yeah.
Three times a week.
Right? No, we toned it back. So because the first week in Vancouver, we do the mosh and the socials. So that will kind of be nice. So I can go to the socials and go to the mosh. And not be exhausted, and then everyone kind of gets a nice little break from it, and you know, three times a month is more than enough. It's a pretty good group, because we have in total there are seven of us that get together.
That do the podcast.
So, oh wow, a lot of voices.
Yes, it is. That's a lot of voices.
So the Barely thinks it's a hard enough time getting us in control.
So how do you do yours? You like, are you all in the same room together? Or
we are, though. I'm sitting at the table right now. Actually, I'll send you a picture of it. We have all
like everybody's at the table with you, or you're just sitting at the table you normally do it.
No, everybody's sitting at the table. We all have seven dynamic microphones. Everyone has their own headphones. Everything is through the soundboard. Yeah.
No. So everybody could say hi right now.
No, they're not there right now.
No.
Are they?
Okay. I thought like they're like sitting puppy there like brain. Watching you, be like, oh my god, he's such a good puppy. Look at him do the thing. Aww. Okay, Puppy's caught up. I know where we are.
Oh, so then obviously you're all local to one another. Yes. Otherwise, it'd be very expensive to fly three times a month to one place to do a podcast.
I'm telling you, whoever invents...
There's only three towns.
Yeah,
right. Whoever invents teleportation is going to be a billionaire.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Over not only,
I don't even want teleportation. Whoever ends up cloning me.
That would
with
be
the ability sure. to remember my experiences.
I'm not sure that's a good idea.
I don't think people can handle more than one of me.
Barely's looking back. So me and Barely just got back from our convention that we both went to. We went to FC.
Further and, confusion.
Further confusion. Yes. Acronyms are bad. And so when we were there, he was watching Taban, and I love how Taban was at the pup mosh and just like stole the entire room.
He did.
Literally, I loved every minute of it. And Steve was just like, How do I fix this?
And by the time I grabbed a microphone to ask who gave who dared to give Taban a microphone, he gave it back. So I was happy.
Yes.
So,
but it was just so cute.
Spider, I don't know if you know Taban or not, but he's a fursuiter. He's got if you could bottle his energy, you could power a small town. And the same is true of Dawson. If you could bottle his energy, you could power two towns. Now my problem is
just me with long blue hair.
Yeah. So when the two of them are at the same convention together, and I'm having to ride herd on both of them, I'm just going to blow my brains out because there is no way that I'm going to be able to keep track and keep tabs on both of them. So it's going to be fun and exciting. So getting back to your podcast, Spider, what is the subject of your podcast?
Don't worry. The we call it the Squirrel Hour.
Okay.
And the exactly. And that's exactly it. When we were first coming up with the idea and we're sitting outside, I'm like, what are we going to call this? And we realized that we have such a hard time staying on topic on anything we do. And I'm like, well, now it's going to be the Squirrel Hour because we just squirrel everywhere. We try. So that's the premise of the name. And my favorite part, I mean, we get together, we always do a bottle of wine. I mean, why not? It's happy hour. We started it as happy hour during the pandemic. And that's what we did. We got together, and one day we're like, you know, we have so much fun. We should just start recording this and turn this into a podcast. And we choose a topic every week, and we try and get listeners to submit topics. So we always do a fun topic, and we got such a nice mixture. I mean, we have such a nationality, myself and my husband are on the show, my best friends. We have a bisexual. We have our two straight friends, and they're into real dominatrix, and there's a lot of kink shows. So it's just such a great variety of everything that we talk on about. And you know, my favorite part is just we get together like you guys at the beginning. Yeah. We go around the table and we get caught up on each other's lives. And no one's allowed to have their phones. Phones are off. It is a 1 hour social. And then we do a secondary show, which is called Squirrels After Dark.
Oh, ooh. And what's that all about?
That's just everything. Everything that's left over
I've been listening.
The bar's closed. The lights are turned off. That's the only difference.
Yeah, I've been listening to the after dark episodes, and I must say, I actually enjoy them.
Yeah, they usually like them even more so because everyone's good and had a few drinks by then. And
So is it edited or do you just record it and push it out?
No, it's recorded and pushed out right now. Eventually I will. Okay. Eventually we will get to the editing part. But for this season, our biggest adaptation was to make sure that everybody had their headphones.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. And that's, you know, now I don't have to monitor them as it, like I have to, I still do, seven people. We actually had a meeting before yesterday's show and I said, okay, you know what? We're going to listen to how bad you talk over each other, and we're not going to do that today.
It is hard. It is hard because, like, even just with us three, we sometimes like start talking over each other, and we're like,
do that.
Yes, we do. Dawson.
but the joy of that is because I edit the show, and because this device that we're on to record, because we can record remotely from anybody around the world using Squadcast. We love you, Squadcast.
Yes. Sponsor us.
Give us some credits. The joy about that is I get individual tracks. So if somebody's talking over somebody else and I know there's an important thing, I can
barely can shift it.
I can shut him up. I can mute him. I can get rid of him. But I can also move the track over so that I can hear that person and then the next person that we're talking over each other. And I can sometimes make things better. Sometimes when it's crazy, I just let it go that way anyway. So anyway.
Speaking of the topic that you just talked about that I forgot about, but I remember the topic that I was going to interrupt with anyway. Did you see that one scam thing that they did where they tried to infiltrate the scam center, but they the whatever that screen sharing software is that the scammers always use to like gain access to people's computers, they ended up going to that company's main office and used their main office to basically use their computers to get into the scammers' computers to basically get them all arrested.
Nice.
It was fucking amazing.
That's nice.
Yeah. It is. Anyway, so is it where's the podcast situated? Like we said BC, but like is like where what part of Colombia in Britain is that?
It's a big province. Coquitlam, actually. Specifically Coquitlam. Which is a small
say
city.
That slowly.
Coquitlam.
Coquitlam?
Coquitlam.
Yeah, with a T, so Coquitlam.
Coquitlam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's you Canucks. Even,
that's just as great as where I come from, which is Kuktishing.
Which is Crook My Shank? What?
Yeah, Crooked Shank. Crooked Shank. That's the cat from Harry Potter, I'm pretty sure.
Is it? Crookshanks is the cat.
Yeah.
Kuktishing.
Yeah. Yes. Listen to that, Bart. Listen to that Harry Potter undertone music right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would get copyrighted. So
you're in Quiddiclack.
Yeah.
British Columbia. Quiddiclack, British Columbia.
I have a few questions now. Now that I know that you're overseas, because I did not know that part. Yes. which is really funny.
Wait a minute, overseas.
overseas.
He's in Canada.
Oh, I mean, okay.
There's no Steve between America and Canada. Just checking this. Grade school education?
No. So actually, I know the reason why my puppy brain just did that, because at work we're going through and we have a huge amount of people that are either overseas or out of country.
Okay.
And so we've been just shuffling them all in to just overseas people.
Okay.
That's a very safe way of saying that you just insinuated his nationality.
No.
God. No. Next, you're going to assume his gender.
So no, my question
is... His gender is fun.
So, like, you said you go to, like, the bar events.
Yes.
Are there, like, multiple kinds? So, basically, I've been going to a local furry and pup event in my area. And I was just wondering, do you guys have that mixture as well? Or is it very, like, pup events or furry events?
Definitely separated. Definitely puppies and furries. Every now and then you'll see a furry show up to a pup event, but very rarely. They're pretty separated.
Have you found that there's any furries that will show up in pup gear?
Oh, all the time.
In lieu of that, or
oh yeah, okay, all the time.
There is furries. They're not in fursuits.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's good. I was hoping like I was hoping that it wasn't like, okay, well, not even the furries are showing up in pup gear type thing. Oh. As long as the communities are mingling, like they don't have to be in full gear on both sides. As long as the communities are being happy and commingling together, that makes puppy happy.
Yeah. And I think more furries actually show up in their furry persona at the mosh. because our mosh is, you know, the Saturday mosh, the day. That's the general. Our Friday night social is where everybody's drinking in the back room. Mm-hmm. So that's the real party night. But the Saturday social, like I was at last month's social mosh, and four different furries showed up. And I was actually really happy because five female puppies showed up.
No, how many people are like into the community there?
Oh, I'm trying to think.
Like,
when
is your town, like, is it a big town or city?
It's the city's big itself. Vancouver and the surrounding areas are big, but it's still a very small community. Like, even I think the all in the Telegram chat, I think about 300 all, but that's all of British Columbia as well. So it's, you know, okay. It's not just like the, like you have over on the island. Mm-hmm. They have their own segregated group that come over. So right, I've seen right now the average amount of people that show up, but they had a falling out many years ago. Apparently, as I'm learning, as I'm still a new puppy, I guess it just the people that were involved didn't do well. I really fell apart. So when I was looking into how I'm going to communicate and get a hold of other puppies, the Vancouver Pups and Handlers group was disbanded. The Telegram group was shut down. There was nobody. So unless you knew a puppy or you just happened to run into them, there was no way that anybody could get together. And okay. So they kind of revamped it at Pride. And that's when I became a puppy, was at the Pride. That was my first full day. I put my hood on and I pupped out all day. And that's when we met pups down at the bar, and they introduced me to it. And the rest, that's it.
Mm. So that's how you got into puppy play, was at Pride?
They introduced
you to puppy play, and you were like, this is me.
This is me. I had three other pup hoods, and as I've listened to, you know, of course I've listened to all of you guys too. The first two were, you know, sexual, without a doubt, and even more fun. And I bought my last generic one, and that's the one I wore all day at the Pride event, and it was just an absolute blast. And my pack laugh at me all the time because I wear my hood way too much out in public. Like, they laugh at me. I drove it. I had it on the entire time coming back from the United States today. In my Jeep.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Have you ever wondered what the band AC/DC has to do with the missing town of Doveland, Wisconsin? Or who gets to decide what music plays at the end of the world? Or whether or not the largest unsolved art heist in history was actually a cover for a different crime? Maybe you haven't wondered about these things, but that's okay. On 31, we dive into strange, true, but often lesser known stories and the interesting theories that surround them. From space to sports, lost media to internet lore, 31 has something for everyone. Find 31 on your favorite podcast platform and dive into the why behind the weird with me, Quinn Lovecraft. 31, the why behind the weird.
I saw pictures in our Telegram chat you'd posted that. I thought that was really cool. I thought that it was also cool that you said you got lots of thumbs up from persons driving past you. So
I did it in the summertime because I take my doors off, the windows are off, so you can see right into the Jeep. And I just drove, and my head was bouncing the whole time. And people were driving, trying to speed up to me and drive beside me to take videos and videos.
To take photos, yes.
Yeah, nothing but positivity. Yeah,
I find if I drive with my hood, it's a lot of times people like slowing down or like staying next to me and going, what the heck is going on?
yeah.
Like, there's a puppy driving.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, and the funny thing is that being a puppy and wearing the pup hood is almost natural because during COVID, since the topic is, you know, hobbies, one of my hobbies is I collect, and I have 15 Star Wars Black Series helmets.
Like, oh wow, that's cool.
Mandalorians, Boba Fetts, everything, and those were my COVID helmets. So I would drive around with those things on all the time.
Well, it's funny because where I live, the state I live in down here in Oregon, it's against the law to drive with a mask on.
I heard you mention that before.
Includes pup hoods. Yeah, it's against the law. So that's why when you were coming up to visit Canes, I told you don't wear your pup hood when you're driving in Oregon.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense now.
Yeah.
Is that a California law too?
It might be. I don't know. I'm not familiar with California law since I don't live there, nor have I ever
been a
law enforcement
officer there. But only a certain kind. Made from a certain fabric that doesn't contain carcinogens.
Yes, this hood has been known to cause cancer in the state of California. Well, thank God I'm not in the state of California. It's not going to cause cancer here.
hurricanes.
I have to see those signs everywhere I go.
Right?
Like, legitimately everywhere. If there is something that you are in contact with or are seeing in the same room, there is a warning.
Warning label.
This I want to know the numbers, though. Pain. Since they started putting those warnings on, like, what are the have the cancer rates actually gone down?
Probably like, not.
No. In fact, I just read a study today that younger people are getting more and more cancer than older people now. The rate in the under 20 crowd is higher than the over 40 crowd.
It was all those years of hanging around with no ozone in the air.
They all went to California, and if they touched all the things that caused California cancer. So it's the California cancer. That's what it is. So now that we've done almost a half an hour into our show, let's get to our topic, which is and we need to touch on some things from our last episode, which we'll get into a little bit later. But our topic today is hobbies, pup hobbies. So let's talk about pup hobbies. What is the difference between a pup hobby and and looking into this, there seems to be something that one of you put in our show notes. So I'm going to let you write about it.
Yeah. So I love this type of stuff. What puppy hobbies to me is when a puppy wants to design or do something for other pups. And it's like very, very specific that it is for and designed by puppies and for puppies. For like Etsy, for instance, okay, is really, really good for if you're wanting a very, very custom hood. I actually put it in the show notes. Because the only reason why I brought this up is because at the bar, I saw this hood and I was like, okay, I have never seen your hood ever. I need to know where you got this from because it was so unique. It doesn't have the jaw opening. So it's completely like sealed all the way to the chin and it's all leather. And it has just studs everywhere, and like it comes just like that. And they do different colors, but this is literally a pup that just does this on the side as a hobby, and sells their leather working in the puphood space. Like, there's so many different ones too. There's the bone tag that I'm trying to actually work on now. I'm trying to actually be able to make my own, but. I purchased a dog tag, basically, it looks like, but it's a big thing that fits on my harness, and it's literally designed to fit on Mr. S harnesses.
Oh, wow.
Like, that's literally...
There you go. Yeah.
Literally, their description is like, this is for Mr. S harnesses. And they basically make a tag with your name on it, and they have different patterns that you can do, and it's all 3D printed and then sent to you. So it's just like... It's just stuff like that where it's
all
obvious.
The engineer puppies.
Or, there's arts and crafts that people do. People make treats. People make
those soaps that we saw at the dealers in there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's all sorts of people. And you do see them a lot of times at like a convention.
Did you know?
Like a FurCon or like PawCon or stuff that's basically more of the community coming together in a big way, you'll see a lot of vendors rent space so that they can show off what they have. They like there's clothing lines. I could go on and on and on.
I saw in our chat,
like there's a whole rabbit hole of like back alley, like fan art. Like there's like the main, like canon furry, like comics and shit like that, and then there's like the fan art behind it where it's like, oh well, they won't draw this, well let's just come up and what would happen if basically like a yif, what if a what yif,
a what yif. What yif,
what yif,
what yif. There, all right. I like that. One of the pups in our chat likes to knit. I don't know if you saw the paw that they just put in the picture. They put little toe beans on the fingers.
Yeah.
And it was all knitted. And it was so cute. It was so adorable. It's like
toe beans. It's ironic. So
was that in our chat group or was that a different chat group that I was seeing where somebody paper mache'd an entire cheetah head?
That had to be a different group that wasn't in ours. I didn't.
It might have been in a different group, but somebody ended up. They did an entire paper mache of an entire cheetah hood, all out of paper mache that basically goes on and off.
Yeah,
and it had like the little mouth pop up and the whiskers and shit. It was really cool.
Wow.
Ah. So, Spider, you have any hobbies that are
pop centric? I guess the only hobby. Going by that, I guess it's just me making my puppy deckles for all the mosh meats. I mean, I got multiple.
Yeah, bruh.
That's what I do is instead of giving handshakes, I just make these out. I make them stickers and then I make iron-ons. So when I go to a mosh or a puppy meet, I just put them all on the table and choose colors. And I just actually sent – this year I sent a whole bunch to my little international pack of pups because my handler's in Toronto and there are two other pups, one's in the UK and one's in the Netherlands. And my my handler, ironically, knits. And
nice. Oh,
he sent a box with individual letters, and he hand knit every cast member their own toque.
Nice.
Ooh.
Yeah. And nice. They all have their own colors. My best friend Juki is a cat, so he actually made a toque with kitten ears.
And,
yeah, it's they absolutely loved it, and that's what he did for us. But I have a 3D printer, so that's a lot. That's a 3D.
Okay,
yeah. Ooh.
It's so a great hobby. for our non Canadian listeners, what is a toque?
Shit! Right, I forgot about that.
Right, what would be a toque? Is a
just it's similar to a buddy hug. It keeps you warm.
A buddy hug.
A buddy hug.
No. A bunny hug.
It's a knit ski cap. It's a knit hat.
Yeah,
I guess it's a
knit hat,
a beanie hat, something like that. Yeah. So,
and you're wearing a bunny hug.
Yeah.
What is that you're holding up?
Oh, so this is what I just printed.
The dragon from what's it called?
Oh, yes.
Do you have a 3D printer?
I do have a 3D printer.
That looks
I have two of them now.
This only costed me like maybe $5 dozen to make.
Yeah,
cheap. It's so cheap. So
I need you to make me a dozen.
You need to make a 3D model because I'm not going to 3D model you. But
I was going to 3D model you, but okay, whatever.
I can't 3D model. You know, someone told me today, they're like, you should just 3D model your dick and then start printing it and sending it to people. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, not only that,
can't we just use Clone a Willy and then use our phones to scan it in?
Yeah.
Isn't that a thing now? It's got to be. It's 2024.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
So this is as large of a print that I can do.
That's pretty big. That's what, 8 inches?
Yeah, it's literally pretty much the size of my head.
Okay.
Which one?
The one on his shoulders?
My shoulders, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's my head.
Oops. That's your head, yes.
So, any other hobbies you have?
Well, you know what? Other than that one, I actually have three. My main one, of course, podcasting has become so much. I mean, there's... Right,
yeah.
He's like, there you go. You gotta mention that.
I'm like, yep, that's me. 4 podcasts. That's me. Yeah.
Right? God, no. I'm just hard enough getting 7 people together when we do. Podcasting has been great. The 3D printing is fun. My second machine is one of the largest you can buy. I can actually 3D print like an entire like stormtrooper helmet. I bought it for cosplay. It is 400 by 400 by 500. It's a massive machine.
Millimeters to give everyone
not feet.
Not feet. I made the mistake of just saying the number one time to my coworkers, and they're like, feet? I'm like,
no.
Americans. How big is your apartment?
Right.
Yeah, and... Now, to be fair, they do have construction size 3D printers now that are feet, and they are. I saw a 3D printed house not too long ago, not too far from where I live.
Did you see the ones that they're doing to make the shuttles for
Oh,
to go up, and then they have the other ones where I think it's the 3D printed houses too. It might have been the same ones, but they're testing them out for when they go to Mars. Oh. That's what the foundations are going to be, and then they'll build everything on top of them.
Oh, yeah, such a good idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. The other thing too is in Mars, they're planning on bringing one of those printers up there so they can 3D print stuff while they're there. So they don't have to transport the item. They can transport the raw materials.
Oh, it's,
I'm sure that'll be in season 4 of Mankind.
Probably. Good show.
That's actually kind of crazy to think about, because if you took a 3D printer up there, because you don't necessarily need gravity or anything to actually 3D print. So you could technically just keep pulling up like whatever the material is in the thread and just literally keep making things. That's I'm kind of like blown away at that a little bit. sorry, that's not something I've ever heard of, but like
that's your next career.
Yeah.
No.
You could be a Mars 3D printer astronaut, Keynes. Just jump on, you know. We'll never see you again. Good.
Yeah.
But you're the first puppy to podcast from Mars.
podcaster from Mars. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I would literally be scared and just in a corner in the ship, like going, please just take me back home.
You never know. I saw a video where this elementary school, they ended up as part of their science project. They got all the kids in their science class to basically build this giant like receiving and sending antenna on top of the school with a bunch of radios and shit. So that way they can have a 10-minute conversation with the International Space Station.
Damn.
Wow. So they basically waited all day for the space station to go above the fucking school, and then they used the antenna and shit the radio up and then hope for the best to see that they built it properly. And 30 seconds later, they got the reply from the guy, from the captain, and they had about 10 minutes before it flew over. And
wow. That's impressive.
Like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, where was that? And I'm like, I was like welding two plates together and building a clock.
Right. Yeah, the only thing I ever did was build a sand rail. That was a 2-year project at my school.
It's woodworking.
A sand rail is the buggies that go on sand. That have like oversized tires,
like a dune buggy. But
it's a dune buggy, but it's very much bigger and bigger tires.
Yeah. Much like the Mars rover, much like the moon lander rover. Yeah.
Yes. It's
much like that. Rover. Big tires throwing that stuff up there. So,
We're way off topic, by the way.
I saw a comic strip today.
No, we're on hobbies.
Yeah. Space is a hobby. Yeah. I saw a comic today. It's a one panel comic that says that people sitting around a dinner table and it says, we rarely have people over, but we did have 6 astronauts over for dinner one night. And then underneath it, it says, if you work on your property lines and orbital lines, you may get the space station over your house at some point, you see. So I had 6 astronauts over for dinner.
Cute. For three seconds. We had our first puppy dinner last year. It was successful. Our first puppy dinner, yeah. We had 5 puppies over.
Did you all eat at a bowls on the floor?
No, but they did. I mean, we have a really big couch, but they never managed to find it. They were on the floor the entire time.
That's about puppies. That's about puppy.
Yeah. It was good.
My floors are nice.
I get kind of jealous because I see. So have you guys seen like the travel puppies where they can basically, because of work, they get to like travel to all these different places for work, but they take it in a trade of, oh, I get to see all these crazy places. I get to go to these cool cons. like all the time I see them. I'm like, I'm jelly.
I know. It makes me want to go get my pilot's license.
Yeah. The work pays for the trip that they're going to like these like conventions and pup moshes and everything else.
Yeah, I used to have a job like that.
Find a job with a good diversity department so you could just be like, it's part of the diverse club.
Yeah, yeah. I used to have a job like that when I was a gang investigator, and I used to travel all around the world for different things. But I was not a furry at the time, nor was I in the puppy world. But when you mentioned earlier about the papier-mâché head, it dawned on me that I was a furry when I was 18. because
you made a paper mache head.
No, because it's a penis. That's a penis. That's a plushy penis.
I was seeing if Kane was paying attention.
Oh, yeah, I was.
Yeah. But I was involved with the Boy Scouts of America, and I was the program director for the Cub Scout day camp, and it was called Camp Knee Deep, and our mascot was a frog, and somebody made this frog costume for me to go around and promote the camps to the various different meetings. And so I had this green suit on with this big paper mache frog head on. It's like, oh, now I recall that I might have been a furry when I was 18.
Yeah.
And you know what the hilarious thing is that it was the kids that convinced you to do it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. See, when I saw, I think, I don't even know when I saw it. It's been a long time ago, but I'm just going to say Zootopia was probably like when I saw Nick Wilde and just going, I kind of want to fuck him. Mm-hmm. Huh. Why is he 100- hot?
Yeah. Yep.
100%. 100%. Star Wolf's dad. Or sorry, Star Wolf. Star Fox's dad.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God, Star Fox.
Star Fox was nice, but like he was a little arrogant for me. Although Falco, like I don't know why, if it's just because I always had to like go and save him in the games and like he was always getting shot down and shit. So I was always like he was like my damsel in distress. But yeah, he was a good one.
My other hobby is videography. I actually have a full on portable videography studio with all the portable lights and the screens and all that stuff. And that's actually what led me into podcasting, was because I was doing a lot of furry videos at the time. And then the pandemic hit and we couldn't get together to do videos. So we decided, hey, let's do a podcast, and the rest is history. So that's what happened there. Herstory. Not his story, but her narrative. Just... her narrative, not his story. Yeah.
What hobbies do you have, Canes, aside from chilling at work?
I'm all over the place. So, like, I just picked up 3D printing, but I love, like, tinkering with stuff. So, like, I have Legos. I have my old pickup truck that I've been fixing up. I actually have to replace the mirrors on that.
Sorry about that.
No. It's a car wash decided to take off one of them. So they're paying for new mirrors, though. Ooh, so take that.
That's nice. Up here, there's just a giant sign that says if something happens, too bad.
It's true. You're out of luck.
Yeah, so I need to do that, but I have a jet ski, a stand-up jet ski, not like a normal sit-down. I love water.
Cool.
He's a water dog. Swimming. Yeah, I love the lake. So
when you were telling us, when we were talking about getting horny from the sun and all that, and you were talking about being naked out on the lake on the jet ski while everybody can see, that wasn't just a... That was a story that's actually happened before?
No, it hasn't happened before yet. But
Okay.
I haven't yet. I really want to wear my pup hood on the jet ski.
Your pup hood.
You might, just
the pup hood and a vest. You have to wear a life vest.
That's true.
But they changed the laws. They changed the laws a little bit. So you have to get your air quotes, your license to drive on the water now. It's kind of dumb when I've grown up on the water my whole life. And I'm like, this is weird, but whatever. Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, if you have a long enough canoe, you need a license.
Really?
Yeah. We don't need a license. I mean,
in Ontario, if it's over 13 feet, if it has a motor on it, you need a license.
See, in Oregon, you don't need a license, but the boat has to
be
licensed.
I could be wrong. But
the boat itself has to be licensed.
Yes, so there is the registration for the boat.
Boat, right.
But then you also need your license to be able to drive the motor.
Yes, like it's a whole nother license to actually drive the boat. Yeah,
it's the same as like a regular car, and then at the same time, you also need insurance.
Yes. Well, in Oregon, too, if you have an ATV... the four wheelers.
Yes.
You have to have an ATV license in order to operate, and you have to register the device if you're going to operate on any public land. The license is free, and it's the worst test in the world because I had to take it. Because we use ATVs when I do my fireworks show, which is another hobby. I forgot about that one. That's a big one. Hobbies.
Me too.
Fireworks, pyrotechnicians. So, you're a pyrotechnician?
I started about a year ago, so we're just learning.
So, oh, yeah. Cool.
I'm excited.
You're a pyrotechnician too? I just kind of blow stuff up.
Yeah. I'm a licensed pyrotechnician, and I'm a licensed Class A explosives expert.
Ooh,
so
cool.
I can buy dynamite and det cord and all that crap if I want to blow stuff up. I don't do that at all. Yes, Canes, would you like me to blow something up for you?
Can I purchase it from you?
That's a federal offense, punishable by 25 years in federal penitentiary. So
I was hoping I could get away with it.
No. I always tell a story when
you can't
I go
get to away the, with it, but with Barely's expertise, he'll be able to get you out of the penitentiary.
That's right.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So I always tell the story at our every year there's a gathering in Arizona for licensed pyrotechnicians. It's a big convention. It's a whole week of blowing up stuff, making explosives and all our kind of things. And I always tell there's a panel called We Should Be Dead. And everybody gets together and tells stories about the stupid things we did that should have killed us. Mm-hmm. And I always tell the story. I think I might have told it on this podcast once before, where my buddy and I found some dynamite in a barn that we worked at. And it was old dynamite. It was all crystallized. And now I know I shouldn't have touched it because the crystallizing, you that crystals can break and explode and blow the whole thing up.
Is that how those like throw bombs?
No,
those little
no.
Throw things work.
It doesn't always happen, but it can.
Yeah.
And it was sweating and it was terrible.
Oh, wow.
It was awful. It was completely unsafe.
That's horrible.
And like, we took it out.
It sounds like it looked unsafe.
It looked unsafe. We were 16.
If it was a dead
know?
Animal, even you'd be like, "Oh, wow, yeah. Look at that."
Yep. Nope. And we took it out to the field, and took an old car and loaded it up with the old car. Took the wire back. We were back maybe 50 yards. We thought, "Oh, that's enough space, right?" And hid behind a log and did the little plunger thing, and car parts rained down upon us, and there was a crater about 10 feet deep because it was probably 30 sticks of TNT that we used.
Wow.
Huge explosion.
One old one.
It was I don't know if you've watched Archer, the comic, the television show Archer. Whenever they have explosions and they're all deaf and they're like, that was the two of us. And about that time I heard sirens and I'm like, ooh, we need to go. I was also a volunteer firefighter at the time. So I went right to the fire hall to get on the truck to make the response to the explosion site.
Perfect.
Was it me? What are you talking about, Willis?
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. That wasn't me at all.
That is great.
Anywho's.
Well,
anyway, so let's
move on. Well, I do magic.
You do magic. Oh, that's right. Canes, you haven't told us about your hobbies yet.
No. I've been being a good boy and listening to everybody.
You have been. Good
wow, yeah.
boy. You're a good boy.
I do magic. I cook, but I got out of the kitchen because fuck that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm a delivery boy, like my boyfriend Fry.
Planet Express, you work for?
Take care of. Yeah.
Good news, everybody.
Good news. You got your package. Yeah. I don't know. It's whatever my like hobby of the week is, basically. My ADHD keeps me on the go. My animals have been my main thing. I got rid of a lot of stuff. Like I used to grow weed and do a YouTube channel with that. Then I stopped doing that. I still do my Twitch as much as I can. I promise everybody I will stream more. Okay. I promise.
I know we've been missing your Twitch stream for a while.
I know.
I'm still paying for it, by the way. So get on it. I mean, you're still getting my Twitch, my $4.99 a month or whatever it is. So,
and you still get to use my beautiful emotes everywhere you go.
Oh, that's worth it.
All right.
Yay. Yeah, that $4.99 gets you free emotes in Discord. So,
ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Which means I should probably get more emotes done up.
We've been down to your...
It's good. Huh?
Spider, go ahead.
You're from Oregon.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So we've been down there. We take my Jeep down to the sand dunes all the time. Down in Portland, down to Oregon.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, well then you know what a sand rail is. You've seen one down there.
I've seen many of them.
You might not have known what it was called, but that's a sand rail.
Oh, I know.
Well, dang. I was trying to figure out if I were to drive down to Oregon. Uh-huh. I was looking. It would take 4 days.
Wow. About that, yeah. Because it would take you, no, it would take you, what is it, 6 hours, 9 hours to get to the border from where you are?
It's 45 minutes to the border.
Oh. To the border of America?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. And
I'm
then,
like right on the edge.
Yeah.
I'm on the edge.
Yeah, so if you came down and then shot across, you could probably do it in three.
I mean, if I had somebody with me to help me drive, probably.
Yeah.
Because it's 9 hours to Minneapolis from where I am.
Yeah. So, but you could do it. I mean, it's easy to do.
I mean, I could go to Fort Francis, and that's right on the border, but that's 3 hours.
I've driven back and forth across America at least 9 times in my life. So
wow.
I've made that
trip. Have you driven the Oregon Trail?
kind of. Because the Oregon Trail
is here, so I'm glad you survived.
So the Oregon Trail is actually not where the freeways are, so you can.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that why bitches died?
That's why bitches died. That's why it also took 6 months to get here from St. Louis.
And that's why I thought Oregon. That's why I didn't think that you're like right on like where the ocean was and shit, because when it did that, I thought it was like in the middle of the country, because nobody dies on the coast. Everybody dies in the interior.
Right.
So
right.
I was thinking Oregon was in the interior, and then I looked on the map eventually.
Yes.
They made us color in the Canadian map, and they just didn't give a shit if we colored in the states properly or not.
Of course not, because you're not in America. So why would you care about Canada? It would be like, they don't teach us about Canada.
We had to learn the capitals of the states and stuff. But honestly, if you ever had to color in a map of Canada, good luck coloring in every single fucking little tiny dot of Nunavut. Every single time, there's fucking 600 of them.
Oh, jeez.
Like you have like all these four squares and then just none of it with 900 little dots. It's like Swiss cheese of Canada. Yeah.
I'll just take crayons and just go.
You couldn't, because there's 9 other provinces that you had to color. And so by the time you got to Nunavut, the only color left was blue, and you weren't allowed using that because the water had to be blue.
Well, clearly you did not have the... Clearly, you did not have the 128 color Crayola box.
Special needs doesn't have that kind of funding.
Yes,
we'd have enough desks.
It's like
that's how I found out I was gay. They were just stacking us in the back of the corner.
Yeah, it wasn't until 2005 when they changed the color name, which was the
Indian yellow.
Well, Indian yellow they changed, but flesh was always. Yeah. Was always white guy flesh.
It was kind of racist.
Oh no, it was it. The boxes were very very racist.
Very racist. Yes. So, yeah, it was, but it wasn't until the early 2000s that they actually became PC and changed all the colors to. And now, fourth graders know what the word cerulean means and what color that is. I didn't know that until I had to replace a cartridge in my printer about 10 years ago.
What color is that?
I just call it cayenne.
Cayenne. Yeah, the cayenne is the short name, but it's cerulean is the actual name of it.
Oh, that's how you pronounce it?
Well, no, it's that's the long name of it. Cyan is what they what they shorten it up.
Okay, in lighting, we just say cyan.
Yeah.
So I was just really confused at what color that was because I've never heard of
cerulean.
Cerulean?
Yes.
Yeah. It sounds like a city in Pokemon.
And then, of course, magenta. Why didn't they just say red? I mean,
because it's not
different.
It's an off purple. It's a dark purple.
Okay. Yeah. Of course, yellow is yellow and purple. Black is black. So, you know, but then you've got cyan and magenta. Anyway, anywho, what's wrong with you? Are you okay there, Dawson? Did your arm just pop out of place?
I went to go like this to show you magenta that's on my screen in the back, and then my arm cramped. And
oh.
Then it just turned into take my strong hand.
Take my. Jesus Christ. So.
Speaking of which, you know what Jesus uses to clean himself?
Oh, here we go.
To clean himself?
Yeah.
Go.
Holy water?
Well, he rinses a loofah with holy water. It wasn't a joke. I'm not joking about the Son of God. I want to go to heaven, guys. Come on. I'm trying to keep the topics going here. Jesus uses a loofah to clean his stuff. That's what how color? He ended up washing everybody's feet.
What color? Which brings us into our topic. What color loofah did he use so we know what he was into?
Yes, let's go over the colors. Barely was talking about colored loofahs and swingers and stuff like that.
Hang on. So before we get into this, last time we talked about the hanky code, and the old hanky code talked about whether you were Greek or this, or, you know, the Greek thing, right? And we were like, what is the Greek thing? My husband told me what the Greek thing was today because he quote unquote accidentally listened to our podcast on Sunday.
So he listens.
Well,
thank you so much for accidentally listening.
Right. So the story goes, and I love you, honey, if you're listening to this one. The story goes, he was out with his boyfriend and their friends, and he had brought up a podcast for them to listen to that was something else. And then the next podcast that came up and it was done was ours because it had just released on Sunday. And his boyfriend was all like, oh, what's that podcast? And he's like, don't get into that. You know exactly what that podcast is. If you want to listen to it, go right ahead. And so they listened for a while and they got into the hanky code. They didn't get as far as the Wheel of Kink. I told him he needs to go to the Wheel of Kink because there's a classic bit there that he's got to listen to. But he said the Greek thing was before gay was acceptable, when everybody was closeted, they had Greek clubs. And that's where guys could go to participate in sports that was wrestling, nude wrestling, all greased up and lubed up. And because it's sports, it wasn't gay.
That's like if you, you know, don't touch balls, then it's not gay.
Right.
So as long as you're saying, like, you're not moaning, oh, fuck yeah, you're going like, oh, fuck yeah, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, okay. you know, the saying around here is if you keep your socks on, it's not gay. So.
Oh, that's why those two hookups come over and never take their socks off. Okay, I got it.
Exactly. Now I understand. Yeah. Right.
Okay. And then one guy that comes over, that's the first thing he takes off is the socks. He's like, boop, socks are off. It's like, okay, well, you're gay, clearly.
So. Very gay.
And one shows up not even in socks.
That's right.
I don't even think they have shoes.
No, that's Dawson in Canada in the summertime. Oh, no socks, no shoes, no clothes. Just ants.
All the service.
Just ants.
Just ants.
If you don't know that reference, go back one episode.
Go back one episode, yes. Yes. Okay, getting to the loofahs. Dawson, take it away with the loofahs.
Yeah. Okay, well, because Barely was bringing this up, and then I remembered that, like, this was, like, the first time that I ever heard about this, and then with the hanky code last week, it was brought up. So, like, there's, like, the swingers. I just call it the swingers club.
Mm-hmm.
So swingers, right, they have their own hanky code, right. And this is how I heard of it, where basically you take the different colors of loofahs, like the scrubby loofahs, mm-hmm. and you put them on, like, they'll, like, so I first heard about, like, yeah, you could do, like, some people, they'll put them outside, like, they're, like, if they have, like, camps, or if it's, like, a commune or something, like, is a commune the proper word?
A lot of times I see them at, you ever heard the saying snowbirds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So snowbirds is when, they're basically always traveling to a warmer spot. So they're always going, and basically a lot of motorhome people mm-hmm. that are retired will do this. But that was the first time I actually saw this.
And really? What they'll do is, just like the hanky code, depending on what color you're flagging, you basically take that color loofah and you put it onto the antenna of your car or on your front porch or wherever you put it on, or as a flagpole or whatever, and then that's basically how you do it.
They had it on
allegedly. Allegedly. Where this originates, where I heard where it's from, is it's a place called The Village in Florida. They have it all over. Allegedly, it's because it's a retirement community, and apparently everybody just buys the same Honda Sonata. that they don't know which cars are which. So the only way they can find out which cars are theirs is by the colored loofahs they put on their cars. But that's a good cover, Janice. That's a good cover.
Yes. What it really means
So basically, like, it's a little bit like it's the Straits. Okay, no offense to the Straits, but it's a little kind of simple. It's not like the gays, where we have 7,000 different colors and then variations of those colors on the side, because we have time to design and put stuff together, and we also have the lesbians to build it all for us. The Straits, these guys are multi-purpose. You do it all in one, so. We give you props for that. But you have your plain Jane white, which is your, like, beginners and novices. So, like, you just showed up, or, like, you know, it's been like 6 months that you and your husband haven't been having sex or anything, and he wants to try something different because he's horny, and you're just like, this is gonna work. And then there's purple, which is how do I say that? Voyeur. Which is
people who like to watch.
So, obviously, you won't see the people who are in purple. You'll just have to look through the window of their vehicles, and you'll see them in there. And then there's pink, which is a soft swap. People who like to do it with others in the room. So is that just cucking?
That's cucking. It sounds like cucking.
No. So the swapping is both parties are still doing something.
Oh, this is just Spider-Man in the closet. Well, the two of them are on the bed.
No, that would be cucking.
Okay.
No. So they're both participating in each other. So, like, basically they're going, oh, you'll take the man and I'll take the man, and then we'll just swap. Yep. So that they so they're doing things
multicolored loofahs.
But they're doing it all in the same room. So, like, they're still doing it together. Like that. Yeah. That's where the soft swap is coming from.
Well, that's, from my understanding, that is kind of the, I don't know what word I'm trying to use, like the aura or the insert blanket statement here of, like, the swinger community is kind of like, you guys are doing it as a couple. Like, it's not like you're going out on your own and, like, you know, Jim's just at the swingers party by himself while Jan's at home.
Yes.
It's always correct. Like, you guys are there together. It's a couple event.
But in the actual, like, sex part, sometimes they're so, like, the more, and this is where the other colors come in, where, like, a full swap would be going to a different room and not being in the same room together, would be the blue, yellow, black,
blue, yellow.
Yes.
Yeah. Cause black is full swap.
Yes. Full swap. They're all full swap.
Mm-hmm. Well, mid-level swap and lowest level swap.
Yes. Yeah. So they're basically like, they will do some things privately, but other things they'll do together, or, like, there's just rules basically. So, like, they have to communicate. There's there's communication in all of this.
All of this. Like, everything else.
So pink is soft swap. Blue is lowest level of full swap. Yellow is mid level full swap, and black is full swap stop. That was a lot.
And then
it almost seems like a cheering system. Like you start off, like it's like your like Alcoholics Anonymous chips. Like you start off white, but then by the time that week's over, your whites turn to purple.
Okay.
And then by then, because you're watching other people, it has time to clean itself, so it turns to pink. And then it just slowly gets there, and then you, by the end, it's just moldy.
Because then
you have teal at the end, which is basically our bisexuals, which is, I love how it says teal, bisexuals, for those who want to increase their chances.
Right, yeah. It opens up to a whole other half of the population. But full swap also means that you could swap your spouse for days at a time.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so correct. It's not just for the party, but it's like, you know,
there's an entire show on TLC about that.
There is an entire show on TLC about that.
I actually watched one the other day where it was a lesbian couple that swapped with a like right Republican Christian couple.
Wow.
And the wife had a good time with the lesbian. The husband, on the other hand, though. it was fun. And then they had like the candid like interviews afterwards, so like what would you say, like you're just gonna shit talk the person because you're never gonna see them again, right? And they just went full on, be like, you know what, you're the most bigoted, like self-centered person, blah blah blah, like I don't even think da da da. And the wife is just saying there like, she's got a point.
So Dawson, you have
a little soda all over the place.
You have something to go along with this, I believe.
If these guys, because Keynes brought it up earlier, but then it went over my head. The pineapple and flamingos thing.
Yeah.
So is that the flamingos on the lawn?
Yes.
Is the flamingos, same thing?
Yeah, same thing. So the number of flamingos, size of flamingos, indicates that it's a swinger's house, and then the pineapples. If you have pineapples up right side up with the green part on the top, that means you're a swinger house. If you turn them on its side or upside down, that means you're having a swinger party. Come on in.
Yes.
See, and that was hilarious because that's how we ended up with the conversation about the village here.
Okay.
Which brings us into a new segment that I want to come up with every new week called Dawson's new Florida Pup Man Girl Day Them segment. Dun, dun, dun. Introduce flashy music, whatever barely finds that goes into their. because basically that's how we were talking about this, is that there was a girl at work that I've worked with for a while, and on her leg she has a tattoo, but it's a pineapple upside down. So every time she goes out, everybody's basically going towards her, and she couldn't figure it out for the longest fucking time. And then finally somebody told her what the fuck it meant, because she just loves pineapples in general. She has pineapples everywhere. And then eventually she's trying to figure out why all these lesbians are trying to hit up on her and her girlfriend and trying to come over to the house. And it just turns out, no, it's because she has an upside down pineapple on her fucking ankle.
It's an invitation.
But that's not my story.
It may as well just say, come fuck me. It's like,
right? So we were talking about the loofahs. And then that brings me into the segment that I want to bring up we're going to start off, where every week we have a certain topic that we talk about on this podcast. And Dawson's going to bring you a topic that aligns with it from Florida Man. This week's Florida Man story comes from the village. That has to do with our lovely little loofahs with all the colors and all the fun stuff. So in a little town, a little retirement town called the Villages north of Orlando, where oddly enough, is where, like I said, I heard this for the first time. There was this fine old chap named Reginald thought that it would be a good idea to be like, hey, you know, I'm a little horny this weekend. And, I'm going to go online and I'm going to buy some Viagra because I'm 77 years old and stuff doesn't work as good as it used to. I've gone through a couple bypasses and he shouldn't be taking Viagra if it was bypasses, but you know, you got help. It's Florida. We don't ask questions in Florida. No. We don't judge in Florida. But anyway, Reginald went onto the line, put in his credit card, ended up getting some good old Viagra and headed on down to the villages down in Florida there, where he was like, hey, there's a swingers party happening this weekend. Let's go check it out. So he headed on down to the old retirement village where all the little oldies were getting down and dirty. And just like Jay and Silent Bob standing outside a convenience store with their little trench jackets, he was out there as well, too, with 3,000 pills worth of Viagra selling to everybody going into the dance. Where then he did get caught and he did get charged with 10 grand. Wow. He hasn't been found guilty yet, though, because this did happen in November. So remember when we were partying in Reno? Mm-hmm. Buddy was getting shagged up in Florida. So that was a good old time back then. And it's apparently not the first time he's done this either, because the last time he got caught, apparently it was with a bunch of MDMA and mushrooms. apparently, you know. There's some stuff there, but I'm not sure. But if I had to guess, the color of his loofah would probably be the black one. Mm-hmm. But it wouldn't be like just a regular black loofah. It'd be like one of the ones that you seriously needed to replace like 6 months ago. Like it's all rabbled. Like you have to, like, you're picking it up and you're putting it into a loofah yourself and stucking it back in the hole. I think that's his kind of loofah. But anyway, that's my new segment, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. And, you know, now a word from our Still no sponsors. Fine.
No.
Okay. Fine then. Back to our lovely producer, Barely, where he's going to spin the lovely, lovely wheel of kink.
We're going to spin the wheel of kink. And Spider, you probably have listened to our podcast. You know that we spin the wheel of kink, where we'll talk about three different kinks, whether we've done them, what they're all about. And that's where the ants came in last week. Go back to last 2 weeks
go
ago
back,
episodes.
Go back a
and
week.
Listen. Yes, or 2 weeks. And go back 2 weeks. Okay, our first one that's coming up. Cupping. Cupping, like you, that's where you take
cupping,
a cup.
Like cupping the balls.
No. That's where you take the cup and you, like, they sell them at Mr. S. They're like suction cups. Yeah. So you put all over your body.
Have a little handle.
Yeah. And it sucks the blood into the area. Okay. So
it took me a second there to get there. I would say yes, because I technically do this with my fish vacuum all the time. So, like, whenever I'm vacuuming my fish tanks out,
mm-hmm.
and I need to switch to another tank, instead of, like, putting the thing onto the ground, I'll, like, attach it to, like, my nipple or, like, a part of my body or, like, to my hand, so that way it's, like, it stays there. I don't have to worry about it.
You should just attach it to your dick at this point.
I have before, but it hurts because it's plastic. I need to put, like, stuff around it, but if you put stuff around the tube, then it doesn't create that good of a seal, and... You've seen my balls. I can't fit my dick and balls in a tube that big.
Okay.
So
yeah, that's
I have more balls than dick. So
yeah.
Anyway, that was a yes for me. A yes for me.
I've never tried cupping. They say it has health benefits, but I know that people that have, you know, bad circulation, like in their lower back or their upper back, if they do cupping there, it brings more blood to that area and it's supposed to keep it healthier. But there's a lot of pupples. There's a lot of pupples. Those are pupple people.
There's a pupple of people.
There's a pupple of people that are puppies and pupples. Yes. Remember, a word is just a word when somebody else acknowledges it and knows what it means. Then it's a word, you know.
Mubark fluff.
Very true.
Mubark fluff. Yes. But I know that I've never tried it, but some people put it on their buttocks. Some people put it on their penises, their balls.
I wonder what it feel like right over your hole.
It might suck the shit right out of you. So
you'd look like those girls.
Don't prolapse.
That, like, put the glaps. Yeah, like you put the, like, the glass on their lips to, like, pump them up,
yeah,
and they fuck up and suck too much.
Yeah.
And their face is like a, like, prolapse asshole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hello. Hello. So I saw speaking of that, so I saw a funny TikTok the other day. It was this girl getting ready, and she's playing a joke on her girlfriend. They were, like, both, like, going out to the club type of thing. And so she's putting on this lip balm. It's like it basically makes your lips, like, swell up. Anyways, so she's getting ready. The girlfriend walks in, takes one look and goes, "What are you putting on?" And she turns and the lips are, like, like way too large. Like
an allergic reaction.
Yeah, like it looked like an allergic reaction. And she's like, I'm pumping. Literally, she's like, oh, hell no. I was like, oh my God. Let's just start laughing. She's like, you are not going out tonight with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to trip over those.
Yeah. Spider, have you ever tried cupping?
I have a lot of kinks, and well, not fetishes, but kinks. But no, I've never done cupping yet. No, that's right, one well. For me. That's a no for me. I'm shocked.
I mean, my mom says it's very enjoyable. She goes once a week.
Oh yeah, I mean they do it at spas. But
that's therapy.
Yeah, that's it, therapy. They do it. At
she spas. Goes for oh, yeah. Okay. she gets cupped. She gets cupped by her acupuncturist. Oh,
okay.
I thought that was going in a completely different direction.
Yeah. Does she get D-cupped or C-cupped? Let's spin the wheel again. And our next item is... Okay.
Jellyfish.
I have to explain this. Olfactophilia... Olfactophilia, which is the attraction to smells, especially pungent body odors.
Oh.
And osmolagnia is the fetish for sweat or gaseous emissions specifically. So, sniffing yes. the pits, I guess, is yes. would be the best way to yes. you know put it there.
Yes. Or musk. Yes.
Musk. Or the fromunda cheese.
Sniffing the yeah. pits. Has anybody ever has anybody ever farted into their hand and smelt it?
Not me, no.
Because me and my sister used to do this all the time, and me and my dad used to do it all the time too, except it was to each other. So what we would do is we'd fart into our hand and then hold it and basically throw it in each other's face, and you'd like throw the smart fart smell into each other's face.
No.
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 No. Is that a Canadian thing?
No.
No. No. No. Okay.
No. No. Just me? Just me? No. Okay. Okay. Just me. But no, I think I'm surprised I didn't explode when I was down seeing these guys, because I think that's the least I farted my entire life. I was such a lady when I was with you. Mm-hmm. But no, I enjoy all of it. I enjoy all of it. I don't mind. If you do not have a good fiber diet and you have a high protein diet, chances are I'm probably going to throw up. But if you have a nice balanced diet that is not full of leafy greens and high protein, then you know what, you're pretty good.
Okay.
So
you just have to, it's the same thing as it's the same thing as a bottom diet. You just have to watch what you eat, because it comes out the
yeah. So I'm not into that side of things. I mm-hmm. am into like the musk. I actually Shrimp like balls. So part of something that I have done my whole life. I don't think it's more of, it's not really necessarily a kink. I mean it is, but it's not necessarily like a sexual thing. I can smell everyone. Like everyone has their unique smell. Mm-hmm. For instance, like
what did
so
I like, smell like?
One of my friends would come over, type of thing, and or like a group of friends would come over. Mm-hmm. And maybe someone would leave like a sweatshirt or, you know, a shirt or whatever. I could literally pick it up, smell it, and go, oh, that's this person's.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I've always done it. And so like if I like hang out with you enough, I smell your pheromones, and then like I can just, I know your stuff is like, that's yours.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just, there's some people that I don't like, and usually those people I don't hang out with.
Okay. All right. Yes. Spider, how about you? Are you like the musk? Like the smells?
I'm like on canes. I have a very, very definitive like smell. When I remember when I was growing up, that was one of the biggest attractions to me was how somebody smelled. Like I'm very attracted, you know, the hand and the fart thing, not a Canadian thing. Definitely not my thing. Mm-hmm. but no, I body smells and the way somebody smells is a huge turn on for me. And like I said, I'm the same, very similar. After a certain period of time, I can pick up on somebody's scent very, very quickly and identify their clothing for that. Mm. And I've always been like that.
I'm not a big fan of overly pungent body odor. Some musk, some scent, yes. But I blame that on my grade school days. The two janitors that we had at the grade school didn't seem like they ever took a shower, and they just stunk like forever. And I was just you could literally know that janitor Matt was coming down the hallway 3 minutes before he came down the hallway, or that he had walked past the hallway 10 minutes ago, because it still smelled like stinky Matt janitor. And I was just like, nope, 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 nope. So now that kind of,
and then he'd wash the floors and it just smelled like Matt and bleach.
Oh. That's right. Bleached Matt. Yes. Oh, that's terrible. So I'm not a big fan. I don't mind a little bit, but I'm not a big fan. Okay. Our final spin is going to take us to homeovestism.
Oh, these are gays with argyle vests.
Sort of, kind of. It's attraction to the clothing of one's own gender. Just attraction to the clothing.
Hmm. So, like,
Maybe guys that collect jocks and underwear. Maybe that's part of the homeovestism.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I mean, I always love, some good jock smell. Mm-hmm. Depends on the person, again, the pheromones and everything else. Mm-hmm. If I like you and you're sweating a little bit in that jock, it smells really good if it's done right. If you're like,
it's just like that jock I was hoping to find in my suitcase when I came home.
if you don't shower, constantly, mm-hmm. Not shave. If you're, I don't care about body hair. I mean, I do, but not like, you can have body hair. So the jock is like, you have to have a light smell, not ever wash it. Like, please still wash your jocks.
There are guys that want you to, they'll pay you good money.
Yes.
To wear a jock 24/7 for like 2 weeks straight and then pay you good money for you to send it to them.
I know, but I am not one of those people. I will not. I mean, I will sell my underwear. I just sell my underwear. That's mm-hmm. no problem.
Yes.
If you want, hit me up. I will sell it.
Okay.
But all right. I cannot. I'm not going to be able to do that myself. I'm not going to be on the receiving side of that. I would tong it out and put it in the washing machine.
Okay. Okay. All right. So we just lost Dawson. I don't know whether he had a power bump or whether he just decided he's quitting the show, but he just walked out and he's like, I'm done. I'm out of here, you guys. I don't know what happened. So, there he is.
Oh, there he is.
I need it. I don't. Hi.
We thought maybe you just quit, without notice. I was going to say, damn, you're not getting a letter of reference from me, bitch. Leave the show mid recording.
I said 11 o'clock. I gotta wake up at 5.
All right. Well, we'll wrap this up then. takes us up to.
So, what are we talking about? The hair.
We're talking about the hair and the smell, and Keynes was saying that he would sell underwear if somebody wanted to buy it. So.
Oh yes. That's what I was gonna. I was talking about till I realized I was talking to myself. do you guys find that, so there's like the body odor and the musk that you get,
right?
But do you find that like when you add hair to the mix, it's almost adding like cream and sugar to tea? It's like it doesn't need to be there, but it adds that little bit of flavor that's just so nice.
It depends on the person. So with body hair, a lot of times it will keep the smell longer.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, like if you're so like for me, I've gotten into the habit of trimming my underarm hair, and the reason why is because I just noticed that I don't have to put deodorant on all the time, because just showering type of thing will basically keep me smelling somewhat like somewhat, you know, fine
fresh for the and clean, day, like Vagisil.
Yeah, exactly. I'm and it's just better for your skin not to have to put deodorant on. Uh-huh. So I just find it that it just works for me. But also it's because I know my body and how it reacts. I don't sweat that much when I'm at work or when I'm doing something. I mean, I'm literally a person that wears two jackets all the time outside. And it will be summer and I'm still in a sweatshirt.
I was outside in the snow in a t-shirt.
Yes. So I'm always cold. Yeah. So I just know that I just don't sweat that much. Or if I do, it's very little. And so there's just not a lot of scent. But if I have hair, you know, it's long enough, it'll actually hold that scent more. So I either have to wash it more frequent or I have to actually put on deodorant.
Okay.
Well, maybe the Vagisil people should just help tell those girls to shave their coochies instead of just douching. You know, it's like, hey, Mom, do you ever not feel so fresh down there? No, honey, I shaved my cooch.
Mom, do you ever feel so fresh down there? No. That sounds like only a problem that you should have, Meg. Go see a doctor.
It's like, I have a yeast infection. Great, because we're going to make some bread later. Okay.
Isn't that how... I thought that's what the sourdough starter kit's for.
Yes, the sourdough starter kits. Okay. So this episode's sex position comes from me. I made this up. This is called the Kenny. Now, this is a form of breath play, and you take a nice big orange parka with a big hood on it, and you put your partner in that, and you pull it down tight, close around their face, and then you choke them. And as they pass out and you come, you yell, "Oh my God, I killed Kenny, you bastards."
And the bastards are the load that you put in Kenny, right?
That's right, yes.
As soon as you said the orange sweatshirt with it sealed like this, I knew exactly who you were referencing with the Kenny.
Uh-huh. And I'm thinking, and the first thought I came to was Kenny versus Spenny.
Oh. I told this to somebody earlier today, and they said, "You mean like Letter Kenny?" It's like, no, I hate that show. God, I hate that show. Do you guys like that show? You Canadian? It's a Canadian show. Do you guys like it?
I've never Leonard watched Skinner? It.
I watch
Letter
it.
Letter Kenny.
Who?
It's Letter called Kenny. Letter Kenny.
Yeah. It is a true Canadian show. And I watch it every now and then. It's not my great, but unfortunately, my roommate who now lives with us loves it. Every day I come home, Letter Kenny's on. So it's terrifying.
Okay.
It's okay.
I enjoy Air Farce. This hour has 22 minutes. And I wish that Red Green had a grandchild.
Yeah.
That he showed all his shit to so there could be new episodes.
I am so confused at what you're talking about right now.
So Red Green Show was a show that I used to watch every morning before school. That's literally how you would know, because it stopped at the quarter 2 hour. So it never went all the way to the top of the hour. It was always a quarter 2 hour. And that's always how I knew when I had to go catch my bus, because literally I had the moment just before he's about ready to like close out or ruin whatever the fuck part of the shop that he's going to do at the end. That's how I knew I had to go off to the bus. But basically what he would do is it was just basically the Canadian MacGyver. So like, windshield don't work, guess what, we're going to get into the car and we have two fucking ropes on each side of the windshield wipers and we're just going like this and pulling them through left and left. You know what, blinkers don't work, guess what, we have a flashlight on one side, one on the other. Whenever we turn the car, it flicks a switch and it'll turn that flashlight on, so we're good to go. The other time he ended up doing, he didn't want to mow the lawn, so he ended up attaching a bunch of fucking lawnmowers to his car because he didn't have a riding lawnmower. So he ended up just driving his car with these lawnmowers, pushing it around and shit. And then he used duct tape to fix everything.
Everything.
Had to attach those lawnmowers to the car. Don't need fucking anything, just rope and duct tape.
Yep. Yep. You can find it on YouTube.
I can.
Yeah.
The Red Green Show. Well, puppies, that about wraps it us here. Wraps it up us. Well, puppies, that about wraps it up for us here at Off Leash. Just a reminder that you can help support the show through subscribing on Buzzsprout. You don't have to in order to hear the show, but every little bit helps. You can purchase merch at Fourth Wall. We have a lot of shirts and products up there. In fact, one I'm going to make up there for another shirt that says, please love your handler. I learned out that handlers need love, too. We know that you have a choice in podcasts, and we appreciate you sticking us in your ear holes. Our Telegram group chat is also a lot of fun. You can interact with a lot of fun pups and hosts as well. You never know what's going to happen on the subject matter on that Telegram chat. We talked about today where there was a whole pizza delivery boy fantasy coming up on the whole thing. You never know what's going to happen on
pepperoni.
There. Right. Dawson, any last words?
No, Spider, thank you so much for coming in and being a guest this week. We appreciate it, sharing you with all of our listeners and everybody in the Pupperverse. I don't think I have anything else aside from you guys all be very good boys and girls this week. And Spider, do you have anything you want to plug?
You know what? No. Thank you for letting me be on the show. You guys are amazing. And I have
How do our listeners find your show? Puppies. How do our listeners find your show?
The main is on Spotify. I mean, we're on, I think, 15 different platforms. So literally as soon as we upload, every platform out there, Google, Spotify, it's and basically just put it on any platform you can find. You know, look for the Squirrel Hour. We were so happy. Our friend just did the redid the logo for us, and I love it because it was a little puppy charm on the wine, and yeah.
Aww. And it's just the Squirrel Hour, nothing special. Like ours, you have to search with the exclamation mark on it. It's off leash.
I had a hard time finding it when I was first looking for it. But, no, you just
can't be off leash. That's for the good puppies. Off leash is for the NSFW groups.
That's right.
Protein.
Very different.
Different subject matter. Haynes, any last words from you?
Well, we launched our Discord.
Did we?
Yes. Yay. Yes. We launched our Discord. Check a link somewhere. I don't know. We'll be somewhere.
Nice.
I'm looking at Haynes with confused look because
I told you this weekend.
You said it should be ready to go.
Yes. Not, it is ready to go.
It's ready to go. You said it should be, but you never said it is.
It should be ready to go.
Okay. But it's almost February, so it is ready to go.
Yes. Okay. All right. So
we're talking about this in February, so it is ready to go.
Yay. Yes. Yeah, so we'll
it will be ready.
Okay. Well,
not 5 months behind right now.
No. Well, look for a link on the Telegram chat for a scheduled video chat with everybody. We'll have like a little video party so we can all chat with each other and talk with each other and see each other. So yay. Thank you for getting that done, Canes.
Yes. Sorry. Yeah. It took so long.
That's all right.
It's okay.
There's a lot
Chinese New Year's is right around the corner. You got just in time for Christmas.
Yes.
What? Anything else?
Just love you all. I still find it crazy. So like when I was at the bar, like it's just crazy to me that people are starting to actually like, oh, you're Canes. Hi. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I listen to your podcast. I'm like, who are you?
Uh-huh.
Nice to meet you.
Yep.
Good thing they recognize it's all those pups recognizing Canes' voice and not mine.
No. Cool. They definitely know who you are, Dawson.
Yep.
No, only when I'm in elevators.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks again to Spider Pup. Be sure to give the Squirrel Hour some love. Remind the listeners. So tell us the name of your cast members.
The cast members we all have specific alternate names. So what we do is how we pay for everything is every time we say somebody's name wrong or their actual name, they put a dollar in. Mm-hmm. We have a little pot.
Oh.
So my bestie is Juki. And then we have our token straight friend, which is Mocktails. My husband, because he used to be a drag queen, is Sharon the Boys. That was his.
Sharon the Boys. Yep. I love it.
Okay. Sharon. Yeah, right? That's when we met. Yeah, he was a drag queen. And then we have our token, we have our bisexual. He's J-Rod. Our other one is T-Bone. And then we have Sprinkles. That is our full cast.
I would have thought the bisexual was T-Bone.
You think so, right? No, he's the one who's a dominatrix. He's into dominatrix now. And he's actually going to bring his mistress on the show. She has agreed to come as a guest on the show, and we will have an entire episode about dominatrix.
Oh, I need to listen to that.
I will let you know when it airs, when they're actually going to Mexico together. And yeah, she has agreed. So I'm excited to have her on the show.
Awesome. Okay. So on behalf of the three of us here at Off Leash and the fine folks at Injured Nerves Podcast Network, we hope that you're all in your puppy space and that all your parts are in the right places. Let's give a big old awoo to the listeners.
Off Leash is an Injured Nerves production and is available on all major podcast platforms. The podcast is produced and directed by Barely Normal. Thank you to our generous pup sponsors, Pup Ferris, Scout W, Astro Wolf, Rudy Pup, Pup Floki, and Pup Kaladin. We appreciate your support and donations.